creating cultural awareness and understanding. This is Culture Click. Culture Click is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University.
On this episode of Culture Click, we bring you an interview about triathlons. One is about to descend on our town this weekend. Learn why individuals choose to train and compete in such events, how you yourself can still partake, learn more about volunteer opportunities with the race, and find out just how much Winona benefits from this event. I'm Terry Tensett, and you're listening to Culture Click. Trinona is right around the corner, believe it or not. You can still partake, and I am here with the athletic event coordinator all the way from the Twin Cities. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, yeah, I'm Kelly Donahue with Lifetime Tri, and like you said, I'm from the Twin Cities, and we're so excited to be here with the Trinona event. It's this seventh year. Gosh, it's been a long time. So we're so excited. Hopefully the rain will stay out of the forecast. But
the event, like you said, is Sunday, right?
Right.
This started off as a small thing. The founder, Dave Schutz, started it. Used to run downtown, and then Lifetime acquired it about 3 years ago, was it? Okay. Tell people what a triathlon is in case they have no idea what's happening this weekend.
Absolutely. Yeah. So a triathlon is the swim, bike, and run event. So three disciplines. And like you said, Dave Schutz started it. And you know, it's such a fun event because it brings the whole community together. We get volunteers out. We have a lot of local companies come out and partake in it. So it's fun. It's you get the competitive athlete, but this year we're really trying to focus on the beginner athlete. So we actually do have a new event the night before, which is the Super Sprint Triathlon. So it's beginner friendly, kind of. If you're a younger athlete, a little nervous for the swim, I know that's kind of people's biggest barrier to entry. So we do have that event the night before, which is kind of a new element.
Now, what are the distances on a super sprint?
The super sprint is the 0.08 swim. So it's pretty
200 yards.
Yep. So very doable, very beginner friendly. And then the bike will be just around Lake Winona. So that'll be about 4 miles. And then the run is 1 mile.
Oh, you can hack that.
Oh, yeah. So it's a fun distance. We did it at one of our other triathlons. And even if you're kind of a more advanced athlete, it's fun to do those short ones every so often.
You can still register for that and the other distances. But first, I want to get into what the other distances are.
Right. So we do have the sprint and the international distances. Those are kind of our two classic distances that we do at all of our triathlons. And the sprint here is the 0.25-mile swim with the 11-mile bike and the 5K run. And then the international is a little bit more challenging, and that's the 0.93-mile swim and the 24-mile bike ride and a 10K run. And that one's tough because you have the well-known Garvin Heights Hill, the mile
God's
climb.
God's glory, man.
Right. You want a challenge. This is the course to do.
Yeah, a lot of people. Actually, that's one of the reasons a lot of people come for Trinona, correct?
Correct, yeah. So it's a very well-known challenging hill course. It was actually one of the top 10 hardest climbs nationwide in a triathlon course a couple years ago.
I thought it was a top 100. It's top 10?
Or it might have been top 100. I know it's a tough climb.
Listen, I don't care even if you train here and you're part of the hometown. It's hard no matter who you are. The top climbers I have noticed, 6 minutes, around 6 minutes and 9 seconds around here, if you look on Strava. It's so impressive. Not me.
we drive up it, you know, to set up the course, and I get out of breath just driving it, thinking about everyone biking up.
My 92 Corolla wagon thinks it's going to die going up it.
So. I'm sure. Oh, my gosh.
So, well, first off, let's say if somebody wants to partake in this, they're just hearing about it now and they're like, you know what, why not? What do they need to do? Because online registration, that's closed.
Right. Yeah. If you still want to be a part of the event, we are still taking registrations on site only. So come down to Lake Winona on Saturday during packet pickup and we can get you registered for any of those distances. Otherwise, we work with Live Well Winona to coordinate volunteers. And if, you know, maybe this isn't for you, but you still want to be a part of the event,
right,
you can totally come out and volunteer as well with us.
I know that there are shifts available for the Super Sprint and the Kids Triathlon. They need help at registration and on the pool deck on Saturday morning. Also, they need timers for Sunday during the big event, and intersection safety is still needing volunteers at this time. If you want to, you can contact livewellwinona.org and click on the volunteer portal, or just give them a phone call and talk to either Deb McClellan or Janica Sobek, and they can go ahead and get you situated with volunteering. You will get a race t-shirt, and you will get part of the meal at the post-race meal at the race site. What are the costs? There's a super sprint and a sprint and international, and there's also a relay option.
Yep, there is the relay option, and that's great if, you know, you don't want to do the full thing, but you
right. get a team together right now.
Yeah, I know that's how I started in triathlons. My parents signed me and my siblings up, and we did a relay. It was so fun, and now we're all kind of addicted to it. But prices right now for the super sprint is $100, and the sprint relay is $179, so that's for three people. And the sprint individual cost is $130. And the international individual is 140.
Now, just to bring this to how this is a Winona event, you do allow people to donate money to Maury Miller Athletic Foundation.
Yes, we will take donations to Maury Miller through the race, even post-race. You know, if I know race weekend can get a little hectic for racers, but if you do want to donate, you can. We are selling some head wheels for $1,000. 100% of those proceeds will go to Maury Miller Foundation. So we will have those for sale on race site as well.
And for people who don't know what that is, it's a super fast wheel.
Yes, it's a super nice, super fast wheel. We put some really cool decals on it. So it's branded Trinona. So yes, they're fast. And if you want to come check them out, take a look at them, feel how light they are, we'll have them on site at packet pickup.
Now, there are different placements in the race this year. I know Merchants Bank has the Merchants Bank Cup, where if you're a Merchants Bank customer and you place within the people that compete that are customers, there's prizes for that.
Yeah, yep. So all Merchants Bank customers get like a little extra piece of swag at registration. And then they also have that Merchants Bank Cup, like you mentioned. So we do have special awards for that category. We do the top three male and top three female for both the sprint and international for Merchants Bank.
That's great. And then you have your regular awards too.
Absolutely. Yep. So we've got some cool awards this year, kind of going back to that limestone theme that Dave Schutz started. So look for those.
Great. Let's talk about the cultural aspect of this. What kind of people do triathlons?
Oh gosh, triathlons, we get people all shapes, sizes, paces, passions. It's such a cool event because, you know, with our three different distances, you get the first-time triathlete who's got a lot of questions, but we also get, you know, the faster people who want that extra hill challenge climb. This event, with it being kind of a destination race almost, so we get a lot of people traveling in for it. They bring their whole family, so it's a pretty family-oriented race where people come out, they spend the whole weekend, they do their race, so it's a lot of fun, and we get people with all different types of abilities.
Why do you think people do it?
I mean, it is beautiful. I don't have to tell you, but
yeah.
I know our staff, we always talk about what's our favorite race, and this one comes up all the time. I know on our shirt one year we put, you know, it's the biggest small town race, and that's what we love about it. It's so community supported, and we get so many volunteers that are local here, and the local involvement with all the community partners we have, like Fastenal, they get behind this event 110%. And it's so cool to see the community cheering on every single person and, you know, crossing that finish line, seeing those people. It's just so special with the whole bluffs in the background and this challenging hill course. It's fun. It's a unique one in this town. It's exciting.
Why would somebody want to endeavor to put in the time, put in the effort, and do something like this? Because we're not talking about, oh, I'm just going to go ahead and do this. This is something that people prep like all year for.
Absolutely. It's not your average race. It's a challenge. And I think people like that challenge. And having this. Some people do it as a bucket list, but you know, a lot of people do it to change their life, and it is a hard, challenging event that changes people's lives, whether you start because you want to lose weight or if you just want to start living a healthier life or being a better example for your children with working out. People do it for all sorts of reasons, but an overall reason is just to create that healthier way of life and really begin on a journey towards becoming healthier.
Have you been inspired by anybody that you can think of?
Oh, absolutely. There's a woman who does all of our events, even our half marathons and triathlons, and she has lost 85 pounds just this year, and she's coming down to Trinona to do this race, and she, you know, she's couch to triathlete, and all in a year, and she committed to it. And she was one of those people who's just like, you know what, I need to do something to change my life. And she signed up for our triathlon series. So she's doing 3 triathlons.
She's in it to win it. Yeah.
Ever doing a triathlon before it, because she knew she just had to make a change with her life. So she's just so inspiring, and she's just going for it. And she's been working really hard with one of our triathlon coaches up in the cities. And she's excited and ready, and she's on this weight loss journey of a lifetime and 85 pounds down already. And
way to go.
You know, that's going to continue. It's only the beginning of the season. So we get stories like that all the time. We have a cancer survivor coming out, just trying to check off every bucket list event they possibly can. And it's stories like that that really bring this event to life and make it so special, because every single person out there has a story. This isn't just, you know, a weekend event for people. This is a lifestyle, and whatever their story may be, it's just so exciting to see their faces cross that finish line and get that medal, because, you know, I wish I could talk to every single person and know their story.
From an economic standpoint, how does this event benefit Winona?
Oh, well, try to call a hotel and get a hotel room. it's great. You know, we sell out a lot of hotels. I know our staff, we eat out every night. We're doing something new this year. The Central Lutheran Church is hosting a pasta feed, and all those proceeds will go to the youth mission trips they put on. So, you know, bringing all these athletes, and of course athletes eat a lot, so the grocery stores,
you don't need
I'm
to
sure
tell me.
Get hit
yeah.
hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, it brings a lot of economic growth to the town for the weekend. Hotels, food, transportation.
Now the pasta feed, that is going from 4 to 8, I think, on Saturday?
Yes, Saturday night, 4 PM to 8:30 PM at the Central Lutheran Church. $8 at the door. It's totally open to the public. It's going to be fun.
Also, just want a heads up, if you do the super sprint, bring in your bib and you get to eat at the spaghetti feed for free.
Yes, all super sprinters will eat for free that night.
Now, this year you have photographers there, so there will be race photos. Again, there's some great swag whenever you partner with whenever you do a Trinona race.
Oh, absolutely. And what's really cool this year is Athlinks is actually providing free race photos for all participants. So, you know, it's so fun to look at those race photos after.
Yeah.
But you don't really want to pay $40 for a 4x6. So Athlinks is providing all race photos for free download. So be sure to check out the results and photo page after the event.
Excellent. For you, why do you do triathlons? Because obviously you wouldn't be working for Lifetime unless you enjoyed them somewhat.
No, I love working them and participating. I got into them pretty young, and you know, if I know you're a triathlete, but gosh, they are addicting once you
yes.
start. And it's so fun to just kind of have that end goal in mind and be working towards something. And for me, it's a little bit more of a social event, because, you know, it's fun to gather your group of friends and have your social outing be, you know, a long run together or a long bike training together. So that's personally why I love it. My personal favorite part about working events is the finish line. There is nothing more special than seeing somebody cross the finish line. And, you know, I'm sure you're an avid athlete, so it kind of brings you back when you're at the finish line to what that first race feels like.
Yeah.
And when you see that embrace of somebody who just, you know, hugs their loved one, who's cheering them on, and they just finished their first triathlon, and it's so special to them. It just kind of brings you back to that moment when you finished your first, you know, whatever the race may be, when you crossed your first finish line, and you just felt like you were, it was just the biggest accomplishment of your life, and that is so special. And seeing that at every race we work at, it just makes me feel like it's my finish line too.
People cry too.
Oh,
I mean, there's people throw up
sometimes. Some people, you know,
you're not
down,
doing it right. No, that's totally false. But yeah, I mean, there's a mix of emotions that do happen for a lot of people, and it's kind of really beautiful to watch.
Absolutely, it's so beautiful. And like I said, you know, I'm kind of corny, but I do tear up sometimes when you can tell that it just means the world to this person, whatever their story may be. But that finish line, you can tell, just changed their life.
Well, Saturday night, you are lining me up with some athletes to come in and talk about triathlons and their season. Hopefully we'll get them in here and get Dave Schutz in here for a live interview at a time to be announced on our KQAL Facebook page and on Trinona's Facebook page. But in the meantime, keep a lookout for that. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. And we'll all see you at Trinona. And hey, even if you don't want to volunteer, if you don't want to participate, come and cheer on the athletes. It really is a fun event to watch. There's several places along the course, the bike course over by the horse ranch. You can go check that out. And on top of the hill and back of Hy-Vee is another place where people will sometimes line up and check out the descent, because it's really sharp corner. Really sharp corner. So just go out and plant yourself on the course. There are course maps on Trinona.com, and you can find a place to sit and watch the athletes. Bring a sign, bring a noisemaker, and have some fun this weekend. Again, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, and good luck with your race.
Oh, thanks. Thanks again to Kelly Donahue for visiting with us on Culture Click. More information on Trinona can be found at www.trinona.com and on Facebook. I'm Terry Tensett, and you've been listening to Culture Click.
Creating cultural awareness and understanding. You've been listening to Culture Click. Support for Culture Click is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Culture Click is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information, look us up on the web at kqal.org. And thanks for listening to Culture Click.